completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to LindaMonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. And leave me a voicemail on the feedback. You may even be on my show, okay? Drop me some nuggets in there or some things you want me to talk about, and I will definitely put that on the air for you. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. Today I want to talk about how to move into your future. In Philippians 3:13, the Bible says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us." Now listen, my listeners, God do not want us to be stuck in the past. He wants us to move forward to the high calling, okay? You can't get to your future being stuck and looking back in your past. I remember the Bible verse about Lot's wife. They were headed into a great future, and she was told not to look back. But behold, she looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Now, do you want to move into your future, or do you want to be like Lot's wife and turn into a pillar of salt? I know I want to move to the high calling of Christ Jesus and get to what God has given me to live, okay? That's the first nugget, forgetting the past. Forgetting the past is the first nugget. The second nugget is moving into your future. Now, how do you move into your future? You have to trust God, okay? You have to trust God, number one. You have to be saved and born again, number two. Because the Holy Spirit will guide and lead you into what there is to come. It is just such a blessing to be living in the purpose that God put you on this earth to live. There can be no better feeling than living what God placed you on this earth to do. A lot of people, like I told you before, they take their purpose to the grave, and they never make it. They never make it. They just live life day by day, in existence on this earth. They didn't fulfill the purpose God put them here to do. So I challenge you to go ahead and forget your past and move forward into the high calling that God has placed you here to do. And like I told you in a previous broadcast, you have to ask God, what is your purpose? One thing I found out, anything you love to do and don't get paid for it, that's basically going to be your purpose. Because God is going to provide for you if you follow his path. So you don't have to worry about financial things. You just need to find out why you are here on this earth. Now, once you find out why you're here on this earth, you got to take action and start doing what God placed you here to do. You have to step out on faith and let everything fall into place. Because I'm telling you, once you walk in that purpose, there is nothing else that can stop you from doing what he placed you here to do. Okay? So just wanted to tell you, forget the past. It's something you can't change, but you do have control of your future. That's something you can work towards getting to. But your past, you can't go back and change nothing from your past. So why even think about the past? Why even dwell in the past? I mean, I see a lot of depressed people, and it's only because they're stuck in their past. They don't have the tenacity to move forward. They just allow there and lay down and get depressed when the simple thing to do is just get up, take action, and move. Okay? That was three niggas there. Get up, take action, and move. That is the only way you're going to get to your future. Taking that action, moving on forward to that mark. Okay? It is just such a great, great thing to do and know what God put you on this earth to be. And if you're worried about not knowing, the thing about it, like I said, pray to God, ask him, what did he put you here to do? And he will place the right people in your lives to get you going to that high calling that he has for your life, okay? You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. These people would just pop up. They'll pop up, and you'd be like, Lord, where you been all my life? I should have met you 20 years ago, okay? But don't lay down on your purpose, okay? Don't lay down on your purpose. Because God did not put you on this earth not to do a thing. He put you on this earth to be a blessing. And in order to be a blessing, you have to follow him. Okay? But we know Satan is running rapid up here trying to devour who he can. But that's the key to, you have to renew your mind daily with the word of God. Once you renew your mind daily with the word of God, Satan can't touch you. He can't touch you. He'll go away for a season, but then he'll go back, like I told you before, and bring seven more demons because he know you're strong in that word. But I don't care how many demons he bring with him. If you renew your mind every day with the word of God, you can conquer those demons, okay? You're more than a conqueror. So put that on your mirror every day. So when you get up, you say, I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. And once you get that in your mindset and get that in your heart, the devil and none of his demons can touch you. Because what you fail to realize is, when you get born again, God gives you power. And you have the power to walk over Satan. Satan has no power. Because with a physical body, he can't even exist. So that's why he needs a human body to exist and do his devilment. So don't let your body be the one he using, okay? You tell him to get on out of here. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is where God lives, because God and Satan cannot live in the same dwelling. They cannot do it. Light can't live with dark. Good can't live with bad. I mean, it's a real simple concept. It's just putting in your mind which way you're going to go. Because God gave us a choice to either follow him or follow Satan. So we wouldn't be robots where he would just have control over our lives. He did not want that force. So he gave us a choice. So it's up to you to make that choice, which way you going to go and who you going to serve this day. Because if you choose to serve Satan, you know your destination is hell. If you choose to serve God, you know your destination is eternal life forever. But in hell, you're going to be tormented forever. So you got to make the choice, and you got to make it quickly. Because let me tell y'all, God is coming soon. He is truly on his way back. And you need to be ready when he comes. Because he's going to take us up in heaven with him. So you need to get ready, and you need to get ready today. You can't put anything off for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. So you need to live your life as if this is the last day you will be on this earth. Because it's definitely no guarantee that you're going to wake up tomorrow or even that you're going to make it through this day. So I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. And like I said, I want to challenge you today to go ahead and move into your future. Because God knows your future. He knew it when he put you on this earth. He knew what you was going through. He knew what you was going to do. He knows the very number of hairs on your head, okay? So if he knows all that about you, he knows the very good future that he has planned for you. So don't be stuck in worry and depression. Because that's what Satan, those are tactics of Satan. He doesn't want you to be happy. Because he mad God kicked him out of heaven, okay? So don't be like Satan and walk around here mad. God put us here to be happy. He put us here to be prosperous. He put us here to have abundance and the overflow. Because that's how you're going to be a blessing. You can't be a blessing just having just enough. He provides you with the overflow, okay? So you can bless somebody else. Money's not about you. It's about other people. You need to be a blessing. A lot of people, you know, get the money, and they haul it for themselves. They end up bankrupt, broke, busted, and disgusted. After God allowed them to get the money and they didn't use it to glorify him, so it was snatched away. The dad broke. You don't want to be that. You want to leave a legacy for your children, your children's children, and their children's children. Okay, that's what being in the overflow means. You'll have enough money that you can leave a generational wealth to your children, your children, children, and their children, children. And this is the goal you need to be pressing towards, okay? Leaving a generational wealth to your children and their children and their children's children. It's a very easy concept. Once you give your life to God, because he say he will do it, and he does not lie, it will come back across to you. And that's what he wants. He wants us to be rich with no sorrow, because he's not going to give you that money and then bring you sorrow along with it, because that's a curse. That's not a blessing. So listen, make up your mind today to get saved, move into the future, learn your purpose, do what God placed you here to do, and your life will never, never, never be the same. Broadcasting live from New York City and Bashani Radio and iHeart. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. And don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything, and we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. Don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com and also order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It would truly be a blessing to you. I've got some biblical principles in there that'll help you get to your future, okay? This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Half wheels will clean. And until next week, be blessed. The best is yet to come. All is well. God loves you, and so do I. Until next week, start moving toward your future.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.